Steven Universe is an animated TV series that runs on Cartoon Network, following Steven Quartz Universe, a half-human, half-gem hybrid. Gems are rocks from space with special abilities. Gems have a wide variety of abilities, but they all have the ability to fuse with one another. Fusion gems are one person with one identity, even though they may have multiple gems composing them. Today I will go more in depth on that. The show follows the Crystal Gems, a group of gems on Earth fighting against the homeworld, which is where all gems originate from. The main crystal gems are Garnet, Amethyst, Pearl, and Steven, the main character. Each gem has their own individual abilities, weapon, and appearance. These appearances, weapons, and abilities combine while becoming a fusion. When gems fuse, their forms combine to create a gem that is bigger, stronger, and more powerful than they are apart. But more importantly, fusion is a process built on love, trust, and communication. It's like a dance that is in sync, or a conversation filled with perfect understanding. There are two main types of fusion, stable and unstable. Regardless of which type, a fusion is formed to fulfill a purpose. When gems fuse, their bodies and minds become one. This creates an entirely different entity as opposed to two minds sharing a single body. Fusion will cause the creation of a new gem. However, this does not necessarily mean that this gem does not already exist. For example, Ruby and Sapphire fuse and call themselves Garnet. However, Garnets can exist without being fusions, and they would look different from Garnet as a fusion. On the subject of stable fusion means that there's a song synchronization between the gems. The components of the fusion are close, and it will form a new shape. The subtypes of stable fusion are same gem and permanent. Same gem, as the name implies, means that all of the components are the same gem. It will have the same appearance as the components, only bigger, and with the gems in the respective locations. The other subtype, permanent fusions, exist when two gems remain fused with no intent of being split apart. A good example of this is Garnet, who is so invested with her love between Sapphire and Ruby that she feels no desire to separate. However, when in an entire shock or disagreement, Garnet has been known to split apart. The other type of fusion, unstable fusions, are unstable because of the way the components' personalities combine. For example, when Garnet and Amethyst fuse into Sugilite, they lose themselves in it because of their excessive need for fun and thrills, and that takes away from the two individuals' rationality. Unstable fusions often fail during the fusion or while fused. An exception to this rule is Malachite, a fusion of Jasper and Lapis Lazuli. While an example of a forced fusion, Lapis Lazuli's pure determination to hold the fusion together, despite both of them wanting out, keeps it fused. We also see here that gems' abilities may be divided evenly among the components. A subtype of unstable fusion is force fusion. Force fusion are, as the name suggests, when gems are forced to fuse. The process is often unfinished and results in twisted and deformed physical representations. The other type of unstable fusion, corrupted fusion, is when a gem fuses with a corrupted gem. This is rarely seen throughout the series, but at one point, Jasper fuses with a corrupted gem, and herself becomes corrupted even after defusion. Because gems share a mindset and share gems, this is why the corruption is able to spread. Now that we've gone over every type of fusion, I think it's time for more specific details about fusion. A fusion gem's appearance will combine the designs of both or all of the gems unless they are of the same type of gem, in which case it will just be a bigger version of their gem design. Gemstones appear in the same locations and are the same cut of the gems that are the composed parts. The type of gem changes, and so does the color. An exception to this would be Stevani, who has a single gem because it is a fusion of Steven and Connie, and a full human. Should two gems with gemstones in the same location fuse, the gemstones either side up or down on the resulting fusion. Now that we've gone over everything physical about fusion, now about the mental. A fused gem has what is called a realm inside their mind. For example, Malachite's realm, the fusion of jasper and lapis, is a vast oceanscape with one person above and the other below. It is often a fight for jasper to reach the surface, and every gem has this kind of realm. Well, not a vast oceanscape with you being dragged under and the other person being above, but everything has a realm matching their mindset and how peaceful and stable the fusion is. And that's it. Now you're master of fusion. But something else is called a defusion. A stable defusion is when all of the gems combined have a mutual agreement on defusing. For example, in We Need to Talk, Pearl and Rose Quartz fuse into Rainbow Quartz, but then they smoothly unfuse. This is because they feel no more need to stay. They both agree on defusing. And much like fusion, defusion also has unstable. In an unstable fusion, the components have a very high conflict or opinion that is opposing the other ones. This causes them to have too great of a clash and can no longer stay as a fusion. Even if one is calm and the other is panicking, that will still cause the fusion to defuse. The third type of defusion is damage defusion. A damage defusion will occur when the fusion takes severe physical damage. When a fusion gem is injured, she poofs, much as a normal gem would, back to the two separate gems. During a damage defusion, the original gems do not retreat into their gemstones to regenerate. Instead, it separates the two into their physical forms. And that concludes the fusion and defusion segment of the podcast. Now for the second part of this podcast, it will be talking about Lion's Mane. Lion is a pink lion that at one point died, but was resurrected by Rose Quartz. In his mane is a dimension that Rose used to store items. Steven is currently the only one who can go through and pass through Lion's Mane, unless another gem is making contact with him. But if, for example, as Bismuth, a living gem was stored in there, she was able to pass through out of the mane. However, because she was bubbled and was not living when she was transported in, she does not count. It is also shown that there is no air in the dimension, which would be no problem for Rose because she is a gem and does not need to breathe. Steven, however, has trouble with this fact because he cannot breathe while in there, and he needs to dive back into the long pink grass in order to stick his head back through Lion's Mane in order to breathe again. It is shown that everything that is resurrected by Rose Quartz's power has that dimension in their head. For example, when Lars dies on Homeworld, Steven resurrects him using his tears. This causes Lars to come back from death as a pink person. His hair has the same effect as Lion, and from Lars' hair, he can travel through back to Lion's Mane. There is a hill for each person resurrected through this. We know this because Lars dies and was resurrected, so he has a hill. And Lion has died and was resurrected, so he has a hill. Each its own storage area. The one in Lion's Mane has several items from Rose's past, such as a VHS tape, a TV, a Mr. Universe shirt, and a Rose Quartz flak. Lars's hill is currently empty.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.